There is a common bond among all beings on earth. All life is based on and sustained by the great light of the sun. It is an indisputable scientific fact that there would be no life on earth without the sun. Our sun gives his life force and light to all beings on earth, regardless of race, gender, and beliefs. The rich and the poor are treated equally by the sun. Those who act positively and those who act negatively are equally embraced by the light and love of this visible representation of the invisible divine cosmic love and light. There is no higher visible connection to the universal life force than compassionate Surya, one of the many Sanskrit Vedic names of the sun. There is no greater source of healing and purification for humanity. Throughout the ages, all peoples have looked up to the sun in love and gratitude for the gift of life. Some, propelled by dark ignorance, have distorted their worship with self-serving and humanity-hating practices, while others have been led to ignore this visible representation of the invisible Creator. It is a tragic fact that in no other time in humanity's past have so many lost their connection with the sun as we have. It must be emphasized throughout that when the power of Surya is invoked, it is not only the physical form of the sun that is to be accessed, but the energetic and spiritual essence. Humanity has been endowed not only with a physical form, but also with energetic, emotional, mental, and spiritual aspects. And even plants have feelings. With what arrogance and ignorance do the children of the sun consider their creator to be only an inert fireball? The real nature and significance of the sun has always been realized and taught by the true saints and seers of all cultures, especially by the ancient yogis of India. The great spiritual classics such as Vedas and Upanishads all sing the praises of the sun, the light and the fire, as witness, friend, and sustainer of all life. There is a continuity from those ancient days to the current fast-paced, technologically driven culture. The sun, light, and fire are still praised every day by millions in India. Tragically, much of the knowledge in other parts of the world have been lost or suppressed by neo-religious fanatics over the last several millennia. For the Western world, the most defining time of the last millennia was the end of the Dark Ages, heralded by the efforts of Galileo and Copernicus to put the sun in its rightful place, putting the sun back in the center of the solar system, started the age of enlightenment. Let us now begin the process of putting the sun back in its rightful place in the center of our lives and start the age of self-realization. There is a trite but nonetheless true saying that familiarity breeds contempt. And sadly, humanity has often fallen prey to this fault in our psyche, and currently even applied it to the greatest of beings, the sun. We no longer give thanks to the bringer and sustainer of life and think ourselves superior to our ancestors who stood in awe of manifest divinity. The ancient yogis did not worship gods as we now understand this concept. They sang in joy and gratitude to the divine, which they saw and experienced as manifesting in different light beings or devas. These ancient rishis, in their cosmic enlightenment, worshipped the principle of light by manifesting their unitary state in pluralistic thoughts, words and deeds for the sake of seekers after the truth. These Vedic seers spoke in symbols of light to awaken the internal light in the heart of every being. To these masters of life and death, the sun or Surya is the symbol of the enlightened mind, the true self, free from the darkness of ignorance. They cry out, "From darkness lead me to light. From untruth lead me to truth. From death to immortality."
Om Asato Ma Sadgamaya Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya Mrityor Ma Mrittam Gamaya Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
The Sanatan Dharma or eternal way is the solar transformation of darkness to light. The outer sun is the visible representation of the inner light of transformation present in every human being. This is the key to understanding the oldest human texts of knowledge, the Vedas. It is the basis for the wisdom in the Upanishads as well as the teachings of the Buddha. All rays of the Sun of Truth. In fact, our very souls are considered rays from the divine Surya Savita. Surya transcends all temporal, racial, and cultural differences. Many names are used to describe the many aspects of the sun in the Vedas, and it is instructive to look at the meanings attached to some of these. There are traditionally 12 major names associated with the sun. They are called the 12 gifts of the sun. There is Mitra, universal friendship, Ravi, radiance, Surya, dispeller of darkness, Bhanu, brilliant, shining principle, Kag, all-pervading through the sky, Bhushan, great sustainer, Hiranyagarbh, the golden-colored one, Marit, pure light of dawn at the crack between the worlds, Aditya, light of the sage, Savitra, light of enlightenment, Arkai, remover of afflictions, Bhaskara, brilliant light of intelligence. These are the 12 major names of Surya.